Just before entering the chamber, I heard the devastating news about Senator Kennedy's diagnosis with a malignant brain tumor. I've been there. A few years back, I was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor and given 3 to 6 weeks to live. I note in the press release that it says, quote, how well patients fare depends on what specific tumor type is determined by further testing. The diagnosis for me for a malignant brain tumor turned out to be incorrect. I note that Senator Kennedy will be receiving chemotherapy and radiation. I know something about chemotherapy myself. I'm in the middle of it right now for Hodgkin's. But Senator Kennedy is a real fighter. We all know that. And I'm betting on Senator Kennedy. He's been such a champion on so many causes, civil rights, health, education, labor reform, and the judiciary, where he served as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee with great distinction. And it would be my hope that with what has happened today, it would provide some motivation for both parties to find a bipartisan way to cross the aisle and to stop the bickering which has characterized the confirmation process for so many years. Senator Kennedy has been an example, a shining example, is how he's crossed the aisle.